everybody. My name is Amy Homewood. I represent a company called the Life Vantage Corporation. It's a publicly traded company on the NASDAQ. We're going to be hearing about one of the most important breakthroughs in the antioxidant pathway called the NRF2 pathway. And we're going to be hearing from two very important people that our company has been pioneering this pathway. We've been working on this for 10 years, and this is some of the most important work that you'll hear about in a very long time. So please pay attention. And we're going to be first hearing from Dr. Mark Gordon, who is a cardiologist in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He's a fellow of the American College of Cardiology, and he's also currently in the A4M Metabolic Medicine and Nutritional Fellowship Program, which is extraordinary from what we understand. He's also the chairman of the Medical Advisory Board of Life Vantage, and he's been doing a lot of work in helping people understand this important area of work. The second person we're going to be hearing from is our Chief Science Officer, Dr. Sean Talbot. And I'm always excited to introduce Dr. Talbot. He's a very significant athlete, just to start off, which is always impressive to me. He just won the Fittest CEO Award, which was an insane fitness program that was up in Vermont. He's also has his PhD in nutritional biochemistry from Rutgers. He's the author of 11 books, over 200 articles in the area of health and wellness. He's also worked on the International Olympic Committee. He has been involved in the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, training snowboarders, and working with all kinds of amazing people. He also has his entrepreneurial master's degree from MIT. So you want to pay attention to these individuals. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here at booth 5064, and we're also giving out Dr. Talbot's book, Deadly Antioxidants, which is a must read for all of you. And it's a good read for the airplane. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy. We're very excited to be here today, and we're going to be sharing with you what I believe to be a revolution in the anti-aging industry, and that is NRF2 activation. Most people don't know what NRF2 is, and frankly, I did not know what NRF2 was until a complete stranger asked me to watch an ABC news story about this company that was pioneering this NRF2 technology. And I watched that video, and I was very intrigued, to the point that I went and did my own due diligence, watched the video, went to PubMed, downloaded the studies and read them, and I said, this is something that I need to learn more and more about. So I dug in deep, I learned as much as I could about NRF2, and have been very, very pleased that I did, and frankly, it was that research into NRF2 that launched me into doing the fellowship in anti-aging medicine here through the A4M. So I'm very grateful on a number of levels that I was introduced to this. Oxidative stress, as many of us know here who are attending this conference, is one of the primary factors that leads to all of the processes of aging. But what exactly is oxidative stress in a nutshell? It is a disturbance in the balance between the production of reactive oxygen species or free radicals and the antioxidant defense systems. Many of us have seen slides like this, all the causes of oxidative stress: smoking, alcohol, pesticides, inadequate fruits and vegetables, contaminants, overexercise can actually induce oxidative stress. Fast foods, air pollutants, things that we take in our medications, some of those things actually increase oxidative stress, as we learned from these conferences. And then finally, diet. And I think most of us would admit that we don't do a good enough job with our diet. So what are the downstream effects of this chronic elevation of oxidative stress? Well, it affects every organ system in the body. Myself, being a cardiologist, obviously I'm most interested in the effects that it has on the heart. Coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, congestive heart failure, but it affects everything: skin cancers, kidneys, chronic renal insufficiency, osteoarthritis, problems with the lungs such as asthma, reactive airways disease, brain, all the degenerative neurological conditions like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, ALS, and so forth. The immune system is negatively impacted by oxidative stress, as are blood vessels, the eyes, and so forth. So we all agree that oxidative stress is a bad actor. And up until the point of Nrf2 activation, our best way to deal with it was really through antioxidants, direct antioxidants that we take in from the outside, the things that we know the most about, like vitamin E and vitamin C. Well, when Nrf2 came along, it fundamentally changed the playing field, and it caused a paradigm shift in what we think about with antioxidants. And Dr. Talbot's going to get into that more. But let me just talk briefly about what Nrf2 is. It is a messenger protein. It's a transcriptional factor that, when activated, causes a balance in the redox system. And it's a very, very delicate balance, and it's a master regulator protein. And here's the pathway of Nrf2 activation. So as a Nrf2 activator attaches to receptors on the cell surface, this holding protein called KEAP1 on the inside of the cell membrane releases Nrf2. It flows into the flows from the cytoplasm into the nucleus of the cell, where it attaches to a small segment of the DNA called the antioxidant response element. What happens at that point is genes downstream get upregulated or downregulated depending upon what it is that they code for. And what Nrf2 does is it activates the production, or increases or upregulates, the proteins that are involved with antioxidant activity, anti-inflammatory actions, and anti-fibrotic actions. Now, Nrf2 works on another protein that you may have heard of called NF-kappa-B. NF-kappa-B is responsible for all of the bad things, inflammation, fibrosis, and so forth. So it down-regulates NF-kappa-B. So the net result is you have increased activity of the good things, the antioxidant, anti-inflammatory proteins, and decreased production of the pro-inflammatory, pro-fibrotic proteins. So it causes a marked reduction in oxidative stress. So it reduces oxidative stress predominantly through the antioxidant enzymes that it upregulates. Superoxide dismutase, catalase, glutathione has the anti-inflammatory effects through the NF-kappa-B, and it also aids in detoxification of important toxic molecules. Many of you are very familiar with the two phases of detoxification. There's phase one and phase two. Phase one happens predominantly through the cytochrome P450 system, and then you have these intermediate molecules that are produced. Oftentimes, those intermediate molecules are actually more toxic than the parent compound that was just detoxified by the cytochrome P450 system. So then what happens is phase two detoxification kicks in, and then that creates an inert compound that you excrete in the urine, stool, or the bile. Given that there are the two phases of detoxification, if phase two is not working, what can happen is you build up toxic levels of these intermediate molecules that may actually cause more damage than the parent molecule that you're trying to get rid of. Important in both of these phases is glutathione. If you don't have adequate levels of glutathione, your phase two detoxification system does not work well. And that is one of the key factors of Nrf2 activation, is it causes a dramatic increase in glutathione levels. And glutathione, as we all know, is the single most important detoxification enzyme. It also helps to regulate the nitric oxide cycle, and that's obviously important in blood vessel health. And glutathione is also implicated in DNA repair, protein synthesis, and enzyme activation. Every organ system in your body uses glutathione in a favorable way. Now, Nrf2 activation isn't one of those processes where it's either on all the time or off all the time. In the physiologic state, it's meant to be pulsatile. So if you have a pulsatile action of Nrf2, that's where you get all the beneficial effects. There are certain disease states that cause chronic activation of Nrf2, which is not necessarily a good thing. So you don't want it to be the pedal to the metal aspect of things. So Nrf2 is an extremely important pathway that we're just learning more and more about. And it was originally identified in the late 90s, and we're now just starting to talk about it at these anti-aging conferences. And in the last year and a half that I've been attending these conferences, I've heard two excellent talks on Nrf2. Each was about an hour long. And one of the last speakers that I heard talk about this topic, this was a quote from him. He said, "Nrf2 activation is a revolution in science and is the most important anti-aging pathway in the human body." And as we go forward from here, we're going to be hearing more and more about Nrf2. There are pharmaceutical companies now creating synthetic Nrf2 activator drugs. And this company, Life Vantage, as Dr. Talbot will talk about, has a very, very potent all-natural NRF2 activator. So with that, I'm going to bring up Dr. Talbot, and he's going to fill you in on some more details. Thank you. Thanks, Sean.
Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for being here. Excellent. Thank you. So thanks for coming out. Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. The bar is open over here, so that's good. Red wine and hops and beer are known NRF2 activators, so that's the good news. What I want to take some time to explain to you guys is what we're doing at LifeVantage in terms of this NRF2 activation. We have a product called Protandem that activates NRF2 systemically, so we can get that effect throughout the entire body. We have a cosmetics line called True Science that activates NRF2 topically, so you can get that effect right in the skin through all those 7 layers of the skin. We can measure increases in these antioxidant enzymes, catalase, superoxidase mutase, heme oxygenase, glutathione, as Dr. Gordon just said. And in doing so, we're able to close that gap between oxidation and an antioxidation effect. So what I want to do is not talk theory. I want to show you some of the studies that we've conducted to show that this idea, which is a pretty new idea, only in the last decade or so have we figured out how to naturally activate that NRF2 pathway. And we can do it with a lot of natural compounds. So I'll show you some of that data that we use to manage cellular stress. So I talked about this earlier today when I gave a presentation about balancing the body in the main session. The idea that antioxidants can help counteract oxidative stress has been around for a long time. It's been around for more than 50 years. Unfortunately, the last 10 years or so, maybe the last 20 years or so, we're finding there are some problems with that theory. And one of the big problems is this. If we over-supplement with those exogenous antioxidants, vitamin E, vitamin C, beta carotene, selenium, the whole line of antioxidant multivitamins, not only are we not protecting ourselves like we think we are, there are very good studies that show that we're causing damage in the body. Vitamin E and more prostate cancer, not less. Beta carotene and more lung cancer, not less. And it's not that these are bad nutrients. They're essential nutrients. We still need them. We just need them at a very low level. So get your vitamin E from your almonds. Get your beta carotene from your carrots and your peppers, that kind of a thing. In this book, Deadly Antioxidants, this is sort of the Cliff Notes version of it. This book will be out probably in March or April of next year. We're giving away free copies of this over at the LifeVantage booth, which is just a couple of steps right down this pathway here. What's the number? 5064? Right down there you can get a copy of this, which outlines the whole idea of deadly antioxidants. How in the world can these things that are supposed to be protective actually causing problems? But it also outlines a lot of the research on how to naturally activate this NRF2 pathway in the body. And when we do that, if we look at the vast scientific literature on this idea, which hardly anybody even really knows about, when you can flip that switch and turn on the NRF2 pathway, your body produces its own antioxidant enzymes. So we have a bigger shield in a certain way of thinking, that the body can protect itself, has all the machinery on board to protect us from the oxygen-rich environment that we live in right now. We can also think of it in these terms. When we look at the aging process, our body actually, as we get older, produces less of the NRF2 protein. So you can see that here. Well, I don't have a pointer, I guess. But you can see that in an older animal, there's less of the NRF2 protein. So that's a bad thing. In an older animal, there's an inefficient activation of the NRF2 protein that's there. So not only do we have less of that switch, we have less of an ability to activate that switch. So our bodies are more susceptible to oxidative stress as we age. We know that there are a wide number of compounds in the natural world that can activate this NRF2 pathway. So sulforaphane from broccoli, turmeric or curcumin from turmeric, EGCG and the family of catechins from green tea. The quercetin in apples and onions. There are a lot of these compounds that we know activate nerve 2 and are probably one of the main reasons why a lot of these fruits and vegetables are healthy for us in the first place, because they turn on the body's detoxification pathways, turn on the body's ability to shield us from oxidative damage, and turn on the body's ability to clean up that cellular debris that does result from being overoxidized. So this here, these five ingredients are the five specific ingredients that are in the Protandim blend. They're the five specific Nrf2 activating ingredients that are in our topical product, the True Science product. And we know that even though each one of those individually is its own Nrf2 activator, there's a very, very strong synergy when you add them together in the right potency, the right ratios, the right levels. And what you see here is the one way of measuring Nrf2 activation in a bioassay, in a reporter assay, where we can look at the degree of Nrf2 activation based on the individual ingredients. How much does ashwagandha activate, or bacopa, or black pepper, or any of these ingredients that we use? And then in the blue with triangles and the brown with squares, you can see two of our formulations of Protandim, our Japan formula and our US formula. And what you see there is not only a profound synergy in terms of a greater degree of Nrf2 activation, but at a very, very low dose. So we're getting a low dose turning on at a very, very high level, many fold times higher than any of these individual ingredients. We can look at it a little bit different way when we look at the fold induction of the production of one of those key antioxidant enzymes, in this case heme oxygenase. We see an 18-fold synergy compared to the formula when you compare it against all of the different isolated ingredients. So what this tells us is that turmeric is a good thing. Green tea is a good thing, ashwagandha is a good thing, but if we're focusing specifically on Nrf2 activation and production of these antioxidant enzymes and protection of the cell and reduction of cellular stress, the blend is many, many fold times more effective in doing that. And that's the subject of the patents. We have 7 worldwide patents on that technology to basically protect the invention of that synergy, of those 5 ingredients having that multifold induction of the Nrf2 pathway. And as such, reducing oxidative stress and inflammatory stress in the body. So I want to take you through just a couple of studies. The first one is using the Protandim formulation in a group of humans, a supplementation trial. This trial, I'll show you 2 different time points. I'll show you a 120-day time point and a 30-day time point. And these data are based on supplementation with 1 tablet of Protandim over those 2 time periods. The first time period, 120 days. Why 120 days? We're looking at red blood cells in this situation, and we're measuring levels of the two of the many internal antioxidant enzymes that the body will produce. 120 days gives an ample time period for those red blood cells to fully turn over, which they turn over every 30 to 60 days. So at 120 days, that tissue has been supplemented for the entire time. And what you can see very, very clearly is a substantial, not just statistically significant, but clinically meaningful change in superoxide dismutase levels, probably the most potent of the endogenous antioxidant enzymes, and a 54% increase in production of catalase. So that's a pretty good finding in and of itself. Supplement with Protandim, over time your body makes more of these internal protective antioxidant enzymes. In effect, we have a bigger, more robust shield against that oxygen-rich environment around us. But we can also look at cellular stress. We can look at actual damage in these people. And by measuring T-bars, we can see, before we've supplemented anybody, you see an age-related increase in oxidative damage. And we see this all the time. Older people have more cellular stress and more oxidative damage in their bodies than younger people. And you can see that. You can see that very, very noticeably and very dramatically here. And there are a lot of reasons for that. One is that we produce less Nrf2 protein. One is that we are less efficient at activating it. But another reason is that an 80-year-old has just been around longer and has a lot more accumulated damage. When we supplement these people, if they're supplementing with E or C, what you find is that they're not protected. These people who were supplementing with ENC not only didn't have lower oxidative damage, they had higher oxidative damage compared to people who weren't supplementing at all. When we supplemented with Protandim, this is what we found. 30-day time point of supplementation, one tablet a day for 30 days, and a complete removal of that age-related increase in oxidative stress. So if that's not an anti-aging effect right down at the cellular level, I don't know what is. This is where this line from the paper, remarkably, this age-dependent increase in T-bars was almost completely abolished by Protandim treatment with an overall average reduction of the oxidative stress marker by 40%. I'm not aware of another nutraceutical that can reduce oxidative stress by that much over that short a period of time. That is a profound, robust anti-aging effect right there. But it's not just doing that. So when we activate NRF2, and we do it with Protandim, or we do it with True Science topically, what we see is more antioxidant enzymes, good thing. We see lower level of cellular stress, good thing. But we also see the activation of a whole family of different protective genes. And so what this is looking at is once that NRF2 pathway activates through the antioxidant response element of the DNA, it's not just antioxidant enzymes. It's autophagy proteins, it's housekeeping proteins, it's cleanup proteins, and it looks kind of like this. I'm gonna skip over this one, except to say Protandim activates NRF2 in a more robust fashion than even some of the synthetically developed NRF2 activators that are either on the market or coming onto the market. So the standard using this kind of an assay is sulforaphane from broccoli. You can see sulforaphane in the D box up here, and you can see when you compare the synergistic effect of the five ingredients in Protandim to a single ingredient like sulforaphane, which is effective, it's not nearly as effective in terms of a multifold kind of an effect. But when we look at the genes that are being activated separately from the antioxidant enzymes, separately from the housekeeping proteins, this is what we see. This is just a selection of 19 genes associated with atherosclerosis. And you can see what direction that they're activated during the disease process. This is what we see in a bioassay when we apply the Protandim formulation. You can see that a very, very high percentage, in this case, 16 of the 19 genes, or 84% of those genes, are activated in the opposite direction of the disease process in a heart disease situation. When we look at something like colon cancer, we can see where these genes are activated in this direction. And when we apply the Protandim formula, we see that a very high percentage, in this case of these 28, 25, or 89% are activated in the opposite direction of the disease process. And then when we look at a very complicated, very complex tissue, like the brain, and we look at Alzheimer's genes, here are the first 33 of 66 that we looked at. The disease process, the Protandim application, the next set of genes, 34 to 66, there's the disease process, there's the Protandim situation. And in a complex situation like that, we're not getting 80%, but we're still getting pretty good. 65% of those genes are activated by NRF2 activation, and specifically by that Protandim blend in the opposite disease of the opposite direction of the disease process. So as a supplement company, we're not out there making claims about preventing Alzheimer's disease or preventing colon cancer or preventing heart disease. But this tells us as scientists that something good is happening in the heart. Something good is happening in the colon. Something good is happening in the brain. And every single tissue that we've looked at so far, this process can be activated to improve the health of that tissue. I'm not going to go through all of the different ones. Right now, we've got 20 studies on the Protandim formulation in isolated arteries, in cancer cells, in cerebral blood vessels. Every tissue that we've looked at showed this anti-aging effect when you activate NRF2, when you increase the production of those endogenous antioxidant enzymes, when you clean up the cell, and in effect, get a cellular tune-up. So all of those studies are outlined in this book, Deadly Antioxidants, whether they're on the bad side, the deadly antioxidants piece, or on the good side, the NRF2 activation piece. And we're going to be over at the booth later on answering questions, giving more information, passing out these books if you'd like to get one yourself, fully referenced kind of material. And rather than go through any more of these studies, I'm going to stop right there. And do we have 2 or 3 minutes left? Okay, maybe we can even take a few questions here before we get going. Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Yes. No, it was just supplementation. So, you know, let me disclaim that a little bit. I'm a nutritionist and a physiologist. I would never tell somebody that all they need to do is take a pill, but that's what we study, right? So those gene activation directions were based completely on just the supplementation, okay? But to get the best effect, we'd want somebody to eat right and exercise and do all the things that we tell them to do right now, okay? Yeah, there's lots of ways to measure oxidative damage or oxidative stress or cellular stress. In the trial that I showed you right there, we measured it by T-bars. T-bars is, you know, on the one hand, it's a great marker because it gives you a systemic effect. It gives you sort of an average effect throughout the whole body. One of the problems with it is it's not very widely available to the average person. It's not something that any of us can order on a standard laboratory, you know, assay. Every university in the country has a T-bars assay running, so it's very easy for a university to run it. So what I'll tell people is get a lipid peroxides measurement, get a total antioxidant capacity measurement, get a, sometimes you can measure some of the isolated aldehydes to get a perspective for cell membrane damage. You can also get measurements of DNA damage specifically. You can get measurements of mitochondrial damage specifically. So there are a lot of laboratories here that do those kinds of assays, and we just have to reach out to them and, you know, make sure you get a baseline, then do your intervention, and, you know, 30, 60, 90 days later, get a follow-up number, and you'll be able to show those substantial drops in oxidative damage. Okay? And we'll do one more question. The booth number is 5064, and it's just right down this red carpet.
Okay, do you have any idea of the ORAC value of pretend?
Yeah, that's a great question. The ORAC value is low, and I hate the ORAC assay. I absolutely hate it. It's a great screener if you're trying to select ingredients to put into a formulation, but you can have something that has a high ORAC in the test tube and a low or no antioxidant effect in the body. You can have something that has a medium or a low ORAC in the test tube and a very high protective effect in the body. So Protandim is in that category. It doesn't have a high ORAC because it's not a direct antioxidant. Rather, it's a signaling system. So it signals the body to make more antioxidants. So ORAC really doesn't capture any of that. CAPE doesn't capture any of that. There are a lot of test tube assays that look at antioxidant power, so to speak, but don't capture a single aspect of what Protandim is doing because it's working internally inside the cells. But great question, thank you. All right, thanks very much for coming, you guys. Really appreciate your attention.